It's dark. And hell is hot. Something. Buy gas also. I'm technically buying the gas. For the record, it's not free gas. all right, you guys, let's get out of the traffic and sit there and be bitter about it. Says 81 minutes to work. That's what this phone says. Which is not too far off from the normal time, but there are a ton of cars right here going nowhere. Or, I mean, going really slow. It's slow and go. It's not stop and go. So, you know. That'll give me time to eat this Power Bar Plus Protein. Oh no, sorry. Protein Plus. Totally different. It's 57 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, y'all. I don't like eating in the car either, but unfortunately sometimes you just have to. With this traffic, I bet that this streaming app will crash. when we hit the county line. Seems like if I linger around the county line a little too much, you know, A, Smokey gets mad, and B, there's some kind of dead zone there that is so dead that it's not enough for it to just stop streaming. It crashes the fucking app completely. It seems like it happens more often if I linger there, so see what happens. I don't know. It's a fucking crapshoot with this shit. Traffic and I was absolutely hauling ass, I could get to the Golden Gate Bridge in 20 minutes, and then maybe another 20 minutes to get to where, you know, the office. That would require some serious freeway speeding and light traffic once I'm inside San Francisco. It's basically 40 miles. Almost exactly 40 miles. This drive. I left the house with my lunch, which I forgot yesterday. Yesterday's lunch. Giving it another shot. A tall can, but not a big top tall can. Big can, a 16-ounce can of Rockstar Recovery, the lemonade flavor. And then I went inside and bought a 24-ounce can of the exact same drink. You know, these days where I gotta wake up early and get everything done and rush out the door, I find that maybe later in the day I might want an energy drink, which I normally don't go for. Usually I just kind of drink one in the morning and that's it. But sometimes shit happens. Because we're gonna get in. I'm going to get in, get this live stream going. We're going to look at this press conference. And then immediately go record a podcast. Close to the spot where if this app is gonna die, it will die, and I will be forced to restart it. It's actually nicer when it crashes like that, because out of the corner of my eye, I can see it go, you know, I can see the app disappear and go back to the spring, you know, springboard or whatever the fuck, the dashboard, what. Unlike that dead spot in San Francisco where there's zero indication that it's not going out at all. All right, here we go. We're passing by where the drive-thru used to be. It's the drive-thru where I saw Tron. It's the drive-thru that eventually became a porn theater that you could sort of see from the road. And now it's just gone. There's a turn-off and everything that's still there, but now it's like someone is set up there selling cherries. Drive-in theater. Drive-in. Driver. Should I say drive-thru? Drive-in. I guess now it's drive-thru cherries. Alright. You're getting closer to the speed limit here, so... You know, it'd be nice if, there was not a lot of traffic in Marin, but today is the biggest day for that. The biggest day of the week for fucked up traffic. Tuesday is, for whatever reason, always the worst. I think it's because there's a school, like a junior college, a community college thing here. And most of their classes are Tuesday through Thursday. So Monday is not usually not too bad. And Friday is a little better than most, but I don't know. Also, I won't be able to use the carpool lane because it'll be before 8:30. I'm giving myself a pretty wide cushion here for getting this stream up and running. I'm trying to get on the road, you know, around 7-ish. Figure if I get there at like 8:30, that'll give me a solid hour. But I don't think I'll need a full hour. I guess that's... Unless something breaks. Unless something doesn't work the way it's supposed to. To record the Halo quick look yesterday, I hooked it all up exactly how it was hooked up on Friday, when everything was working just fine. And it did not work. And I basically had to sit there and unplug and plug back in one of the tiny little converter boxes that sits between the console and our capture stuff, splitting the signal, stripping the signal, pairing the signal, you know, all that stuff. It's like three or four different boxes in the middle of that fucking situation. And I totally understand why. I mean, I got it before, but now in a more real way, when Vinny talks about how much he fucking hates HDMI as a protocol, I get it. Because if that shit doesn't all handshake perfectly, then you've got a fucking daisy chain of fucking bullshit that's not going to give you anything. The audio cutting out will not happen during the stream today, but the video may drop. That's where we're at, is we have two boxes that can stream, one of which the audio fucking dies. And the fix to that, by the way, is unplug the audio-video cable going into the box and plug it back in. There's an SDI cable going in there. You just have to take it out, put it back in, and then the audio works again. That's the fucking worst. The other box can't be set to the right number of keyframes that, for whatever reason, our streaming provider decided to change to, or like something changed on their end, because this used to not be a problem, and then the video started dropping. So yesterday a test stream came out of our facility for a lot of the day, and our streaming, the company we work with for streaming stuff, stared at it for a while, and they at least logged the error, and they went like, okay, we'll get back to you. So we don't have a solution, so you may have to occasionally hit play again to pick the stream back up. But we determined that that would be less shitty than the audio cutting out. And then in either way, the archive should be fine. So that's just on the streaming end. So, talked about it with Dan Mahorek, who's GameSpot's video tech dude. He's been there 9 years. He told me yesterday was his 9-year anniversary of that place. Which I said, well, I made it 11, so good luck. Anyway, his advice was to eventually just wipe both those machines, make sure all the firmware is all up to date, and try reinstalling everything, and maybe actually start using XSplit instead of the professional-grade stuff that we've been using, which, yeah, that sounds about right. And they have, actually, on the GameSpot end, they have a crazy stream set up with, like, this high-powered box that will send streams out to multiple locations and all this stuff. So right now, we have two streaming boxes because we use one to go to our player and then one that goes to YouTube and Twitch. Though we won't be on YouTube or Twitch this time because, you know, the hardware's not working right and we've got people out. It's, you know, getting all that stuff up and running is tricky. So they've got some kind of massive thing that you just feed it one stream and it streams out to all three places or all four. I mean, we get both sites could be live streaming at the same time and that one box can handle all of it. We just need to wire fiber from our studio to that setup, and we're waiting to, you know, change facilities and stuff before we get into that. But that will probably eventually be the way we go. And that should solve all this shit once and for all, though, honestly, it will just replace it with a new batch of fucked up, broken shit. I'm amazed that anything ever happens on the internet at all. For as much as, like, that's, you know, over the last 7 years, 8 years, basically ever since, like, I, you know, was not at GameSpot anymore and kind of, you know, in a smaller operation and got a little bit closer to the video end of things than I had been. And the like, site-building end of things as well. I feel like I have a slightly better understanding of why video games are broken all the time from, you know, working on the internet where everything is always broken, too. Or, you know, or rather, like, the more complicated you try to make something, the more likely it is to be, you know, broken a significant portion of time. It sucks. I tell my mom about this stuff. She's in the, you know, the auto repair business, and she says, you know, if cars were as unreliable as computers were, like, the government would have to step in because it would be, like, everyone would be dead. Like, yeah, no, now, okay, yes, yes, you understand exactly how fucked up all this stuff is. Thank you. Mario Maker changelog. Did they patch Mario Maker again? I'm starting to wonder if they're going to patch out all the, like, block on top of block, invisible block, like, all those weird exploits that people are employing to make fucked up levels. I'm wondering if they're going to fix that. Checkpoints? Are you fucking serious? Holy shit. Fucking what? Conditional mushroom. Holy, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, man. This fucking changes everything. Fuck. Wow. Oh, man. November. Okay. All right. All right. That's next week. That's next week. What day next week is that? That's Wednesday, right? Because Black Friday is the 6th. Black Ops 3. Oh, man. Checkpoints. Okay, here's... Yeah, okay. New mid-level checkpoints and new courses to Super Mario Maker is what this press release says. Do this terrible thing where we read our email in traffic. Okay, 3.3 million levels have been made globally, or uploaded globally. Mid-level checkpoints. Shaking the arrow item from the course parts palette will allow you to place a checkpoint flag. Okay. Power-ups that are dependent on Mario's status. Yep. Event courses will feature levels from partner creators outside Nintendo. One of the first event courses will be Ship Love, the winning level from the hackathon event that was held at Facebook's headquarters in Mario Park earlier this year. So, a level made by Facebook employees, great. A level that was featured in the final round of the Omegathon at Penny Arcade Expo will also be available. New event courses will be added to this listing on an ongoing basis, some of which may even feature new Mystery Mushroom transformations. An official makers section in Course World will be added after downloading the update, featuring specially selected courses, including some created by Nintendo. Man, we should see if we can get on that. I want to be a featured creator. That's all they list here. I've been building a level around the weird mushroom, the one that makes you fucking look crazy and jump all weird. I unlocked that for, you know, non-random placement a while back. I wonder if the checkpoints are something you have to physically touch, or it's something that if you pass by it on a left-to-right basis, it would start you there. So you could have a checkpoint floating above a fucking pit of spikes, and then just... if you die somewhere in the level, your checkpoint is just you getting murdered over and over again. I wonder how much they'll add to that game. You know, if they really are going to go through and do new tile sets and stuff like that. Like, if they do desert, if they do... Gosh, what else? If they add some of the enemies and stuff that aren't in there. Oh, you have to clear from a checkpoint before you can upload. That makes sense. That's the thing the Trackmania levels don't do. You'll have situations where you respawn from checkpoint, which, you know, you never want to do anyway, but maybe you're figuring out a level. So as you kind of work your way through it, you might respawn from a checkpoint only to find, like, oh, there's not enough room here for me to get up enough speed to do the thing you want me to do. So this checkpoint actually breaks the level. So I guess in Trackmania, most of the levels I play on, I never actually respawn from a checkpoint. Because the whole point is to full speed your way through those levels. I wonder if they will stealth fix the bug with the, or the, I guess it's, that seems like a bug to me. All the weird double block, hidden block stuff, the glitchy kind of bullshit, along with this. What? Oh. A press release came through and all I could see, so I have my email set up on my iPad and my phone, and I was looking over at the iPad, and that's just a little drop-down bar that doesn't show the full thing, and it just said, BioWare launches the next epic, blah, and it was like, wait, BioWare launches, what, and it was like, oh man, Mass Effect, and then, no, it's that Old Republic expansion thing, that's BioWare 2, BioWare Austin, right. Everyone going crazy for Fallout 4 is something I just don't understand. I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of people, you see people that are, like, so backlashed against all the Bethesda stuff at this point that, or, you know, I think there are legitimate reasons to not like those games. Like, you know, I totally can relate to that feeling. Like, that's, those people are feeling the way that, like, I felt about The Witcher 2. You know, which in turn makes me not especially want to play The Witcher 3. But at some point, like, you know, like, I feel like people have to recognize, like, those games were widely enjoyed by millions. You know, those Bethesda games. Fallout, the Fallouts, the Elder Scrolls, is like, those have been criticized for being fucked up, in some ways that don't often surface until you've spent, like, scads and scads of time with the game. It's one of those weird ones, you know, it's like, depending on how you play it, it seems like the experiences can wildly vary. I don't necessarily mean, like, from a gameplay perspective. I think that's, you know, that's the case to an extent as well. But in terms of just, like, you might find the broken shit and you might not. It almost feels just like cruft, like just, you know, there's like this build-up as you get deeper and deeper into one of those games where it starts to, you know, it starts to unwind. And maybe if you're rushing, you know, rushing is weird, but, you know, like if you're playing 60 hours of it for a review or 80, you know, whatever it ends up being, but playing that over the course of like a week because you're frantically trying to get a game done or something like that, which is how I reviewed Fallout I guess, and New Vegas, now that I think about it, then, you know, you might not venture off into as many different weird side roads and find all the fucked up shit. And I don't know, we'll see. I would like to believe that Fallout 4 would be like a functional game that will, you know, that will be them finally mastering their fucking thing and having it come out and work well. But it might also be a train wreck, in the same way that their previous games have been. But I'll say this, they have been extremely entertaining train wrecks. But also, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm in the middle somewhere. Like, I really enjoyed the Fallout games that they've made, and I will happily play another one. But I'm not, like, losing my mind. Like, I thought it looked really good at E3, and I look at it and go, like, yeah, that's cool. That looks like a game I totally want to play. But there are people that are just, like, so fucking amped for Fallout. They're like, yeah, Fallout! I'm like, Fallout, sure, yeah, totally. Why not? Looks good. Hopefully it's cool. But, you know, it just seems like, you know, some discourse about games, depending on where you are and what you're saying, has just become so all or nothing for people. Like, people are, like, anything less than, like, fuck yeah, man, is taken as, like, fuck this game, it's terrible, when the reality is always somewhere in the middle. That could be a good game, huh? They've got a decent track record. But, you know, I guess, like, also, over time, I've become, like, less enamored with that type of game. You know, I didn't really get, you know, like a lot of people, I didn't get into the Elder Scrolls until Oblivion came out. I was like, this is pretty awesome. And then really liked Fallout 3. And then thought New Vegas was cool. And then Skyrim I thought was great, but also I kind of petered out on it at some point where I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, this point, I've spent a lot of hours in this style of game, and I don't want to talk to the dragons anymore. Saints Row, that's a game. Let's talk about it. I don't think that all this No Man's Sky stuff has been popping up. People speculating that it's just going to get released. I don't know. If that game comes out today, this week, whatever, my guess is that it would coincide with the launch of some kind of early access style program. People keep talking about it like it's guaranteed that it's a VR thing and all this, and I think that makes a lot of sense, but I also think people are kind of making VR sound easier than it is, which is like, oh yeah, of course they're gonna slap that in. It's like, no, they've got a fucking game to finish. Like, they're making something so insane already with such a small crew that to say like, oh well, obviously it'll have VR, like, no. Like, you're right, it's obvious that that would be, like, a desirable game for PlayStation VR, and, you know, maybe that's something they would do at some point, is patch that in, but I don't know anything about their pipeline. You know, that's something that, like, Sony being in a position to benefit from that game having VR support is a way to kind of help, you know, kickstart their VR efforts. I guess I can't use Kickstarter that way anymore because people will just think it's a crowdfunding thing, huh? Fucking Kickstarter. this way to jumpstart their VR efforts. Maybe Sony would send a bunch of engineers over there and say, all right, we're going to figure out how to make your game engine work this way while you guys are finishing up making the actual game. I don't know. It's a weird situation with that game. You know, Sony's involvement and how Sony's involved, the way that they're marketing it, the way that it's being pushed. You know, it's just, there's a lot of strange gaps all around the board. Like, information gaps. I'm like, okay, well, is this like... I mean, it's not necessarily published by Sony, right? Or is it exclusive to Sony platforms now? Is it going to just end up being PC and PS4? Will it eventually come to Xbox as well? Is it a windowed thing? Like, what, you know... And I feel like the Street Fighter V situation got kind of clarified to a degree, right? Where they're like, no, this is not going to show up on the Xbox. Like, this is... But like, I guess, like, the... I wish that's a game, and No Man's Sky is the same way. That's a game where I would like to look at the business end of, like, look at the contracts and see who has what. How much of Street Fighter V is being paid for by Sony? How much of Street Fighter V is being developed by Sony, like, how much of Sony's assistance is going into the actual construction of that game, and how much of it is Capcom and, I guess, Dimps, right? Is Dimps on 5? And then same deal with No Man's Sky. Like, how much of it is, like... Looks like people data mined Street Fighter V to figure out the rest of the characters, or at least get pointers to the characters, because some of them are new characters that, you know, don't have names you can easily pull. Sounds like Dhalsim will be in there, I guess. The list looked like it had 17 people on it. They said that game would have 16 characters, so I'm guessing that means that there's an unplayable boss. All that Urien and Alex stuff looked like it was not, that there was like background characters or not finished characters. Like, that list looks a lot tighter than I think some people have speculated. Or yeah, that's all seed work for future character reveals or something like that. Don't know. I ended up getting a few matches in on the PC for that Street Fighter V beta. Got that working. I I wonder if the names that people chose during the beta will be saved for full release, or if that'll all get wiped. And I wonder if there will be a way to... Well, I guess it probably wouldn't be, because you'd be able to play against the two platforms, right? I was going to say, like, if there'd be a way to use the same name on PS4 and PC. But I guess they probably wouldn't want to do that, because you might use your PC to play against your PS4, and then if you had the same name, that'd be fucked up. Hits. The Canadian hits. Play Need for Speed. I'm really curious to see what the fuck those guys have been up to and how hilarious the FMV will be. That's out next week. It's fucking weird. Next week's November, but I guess that's not weird at all. 17 minutes to the Golden Gate Bridge. Fuck. Well, that means there's not a lot of traffic between here and there. It also means that it just took me fucking forever to get to this point. Traffic here too. Wonderful. Oh, jeez. Okay. We're okay. We're okay.
Yeah. call you. I'm coming after you, you coward.
Oh, hip hop. His own butt out for the world to see. Did not even need Randy Savage.
Around the world with my man, Young Z. Let's both bust on. See, we hit the deck first. I did the ball kicking door. Leave a brother's brawn, twitch his sword on the kitchen floor. Most of y'all sound retarded to me. I'm the hottest shit since that nigga Moses parted the sea. And y'all can keep hating when I'm the one you like. We ain't got my eyes squinting like the sun too bright.
Y'all, don't look now, we top feeling it, feeling it. My raps, my life, my style, my crew, we killing it. Money in the hair, we ice grilling it, stealing it. Raps, your life, your style, your crew, we killing it. Don't look now, we top feeling it, feeling it. My raps, my life, my style, my crew, we killing it. Money in the hair, we ice grilling it, stealing it. Raps, your life, your style, your crew, we killing it.
Maybe we should listen to this classic from Shaggy 2 Dope's solo record. It's called Fuck Off. Uh-huh. Back when it mattered, you know? That old school shit. It was going to be a Violent J verse, but then what? It was not. The ride that the Insane Clown Posse have been on for like fucking 20 years.
So serious, puppy. You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Think about that, that ICP has been around for over 20 years. Making money, you know, like they have their fucking thing, their fan base, and they're just making shit for that fan base, and that's it. You know, run their own record label, do their fucking whatever the fuck, make their own merchandise, just sell it off to people that probably still rabidly snap that shit up, right? They're literally living the American dream. Like, completely outside of the standard music business. They were in there for a while. Like, they had albums that were released on major labels. And then there's that fucking, they put an album out on a Disney-affiliated label. That was the story. They put it out, and it was like, it was selling okay or whatever, and then some Disney executive at some point said, let's see what the label's putting out this week, and then put it on and went, what the fuck are you guys doing? You need to drop these guys and recall this album fucking immediately. You assholes. Which then just fucking skyrocketed them to a fucking new level of fame, of infamy, when that album eventually got re-released on a different label. Disney created the ICP problem. Yeah, I mean, if Hollywood Records had kept the ICP on and, you know, they were allowed to do their thing for all these years under the auspices of the Disney, as a part of the extended Disney family, then yeah, you know, maybe we could see Dark Carnival play set for Infinity, you know? Ever since your ass grew, you've been moving kind of fast, boo. Don't even speak now when I... Disney Epic Mickey 3 would have been Mickey Mouse visiting the Dark Carnival and seeing the souls. And that's the secret, is at the end of the game you realize, oh, all these people deserve to be here because they're the bigots and murderers and scum. And ICP is just dispensing religious vigilante justice upon them all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm technically in San Francisco, but there are kind of a lot of cars here. My phone lied. Said it would take 88 minutes to get to work. We're just about at that mark, and I'm not there. Probably another 20 minutes or so. 25.
even discuss it, man. OMG, niggas sleep. I ain't tripping, I'ma let them sleep. I ain't tripping, let him rest in peace. I've been in the crib with the phone. I've been at the house taking no. I didn't hit a strike, got my shit going. In the sea, it's cooking with the wrist motion. Dreams closed, I don't know what time it is. I'm still awake, I gotta shine. Sure. I could never ever let the streets down. Haven't left the condo for a week now. I had 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands, fuck it, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG, niggas sleep, I ain't tripping, I'ma let them sleep. I ain't tripping, let them rest in peace. I've been on a mission, haven't left the condo. This that OVO, that season, this that new Toronto. I get boxes of free Jordan like I play for North Carolina. How much I make up the deal, how the fuck shit I know. All my watches all with timeless, you can keep with diamonds. Treating diamonds of Atlanta like it's King of Diamonds. Take a flick, I look like Michi, look like Blue Division. I just feel I'm like the 6-7 in Manic City, man. I told my city I'll be gone till November. Then November came, then I came. Right back on my worst behavior. Six guys, put both hands together, that's amazing grace. Six guys, selfish with the love, I need all the praise. Woo! They got me feeling like the one again. Woo! They got me feeling like the one again. Yeah, shot goes out to Nike, checks all over me. I need a fuel band just to see how long the run is being. 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands, fuck it, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG, niggas sleep, I ain't tripping, I'ma let them sleep. I ain't tripping, let them rest in peace. I've been in the crib with the phone. I've been at the house taking no. I didn't hit a strike, got my shit going. In the seats cooking with the rip.
Yeah. chop, chop, chop. You know I'm judo, I'm chop, chop, chop. You know I'm judo, I'm chop, chop, chop. Swing, 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 and chop, chop, chop. You know I'm judo, I'm chop, chop, chop.
No,
no. I know you wanna do it. You know I wanna do it too. Out here on the dance floor, we can make sandwiches. You can be the bun, and I can be the burger girl. I know you wanna do it.
Alright, entering the tunnel.
We can make sandwiches. So make your thighs like butter, easy to spread. And we can make sandwiches. Out here on the dance floor. Come on, we can do it.
Traffic in the tunnel.
And we can make sandwiches.
Tunnel drinks in the tunnel. Let people feel this track in the tunnel.
You can be the bun, and I can be the burger girl. I know you wanna do it, so we can make sandwiches. So make your thighs like butter, easy to spread, and we can make sandwiches. Out here on the dance. Come on, we can do it. Yeah, we can make sandwiches. I know you wanna do it. You know I wanna do it too. Out here on the dance floor, we can make sandwiches. You can be the bun, and I can be the burger girl. I know you wanna do it, so we can make sandwiches.
I mean, this track posits that
so make your thighs like
that burgers are sandwiches, you know, and the bun.
Out here on the dance floor, come on, we can do it. Yeah, we can make sandwiches.
This guy walking is getting through the tunnel faster than I am.
I know you wanna do it. You know I wanna do it too. Out here on the dance floor, so we can make sandwiches. You can be the bun, and I can be the burger girl. I know you wanna do it. Make sandwiches.
Yeah, I might have just run that red light. What of it? All right, this one I will not. This one would be blatant. This would be a bridge too far. A red light too red. I was hoping I would get to the office a little bit earlier. Let's see how quickly I can get a stream up and running. If everything works, it's easy. It's flipping switches, typing in some stuff, and hitting go. Some Nirvana songs that I'm happy to continue listening to, but some of them I'm kind of done with, and Come As You Are is one of those.
Oh.
might be getting screwed here. Locking an intersection here. Here we go. We're good. CBS News van, we're on the same team, so I guess I'll let you in.
Make up your mind. Who you want to pump the butt? Make up your mind.
guy has flipped his sign to say stop, and he's okay, so slow now. All right. Okay. So my goal is to have the chat stuff up and running around 9. I have to go flip a bunch of switches, type in some stuff, push some buttons, point some cameras. The camera should be pointed already. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Wish me luck, I guess. See ya.